You've become quite a student of antioxidants in recent years. Tell us a little bit about free radicals and how antioxidants help protect us from this damage.
I've been watching the reports in the newspaper, the professional journals. I even hear it in my professional meetings now about free radicals and antioxidants. 20 years ago, I didn't know anything about them. 10, 15 years ago, I started to hear a little bit. In the last 10 years, I've studied extensively. The free radicals are created as the molecules in their body have actions upon them. For example, something causes an electron to fly off and the molecule becomes unstable. It becomes a free radical. Whatever caused that to fly off could be margarine. The hotter it is, the more free radicals it creates. It could be vegetable oil. The hotter it heats, the more free radicals it creates. It could be anything fried. First or secondhand smoke. It could be sunlight. It could be power lines. It could be a cell phone. It could be a microwave. It could be impure water. It could be the air, pollution. All kinds of things cause free radicals. And our body has free radicals running through our body. It's causing cellular damage of tremendous proportions. Our cells get bombarded by free radicals to the point that if we weren't divine, if we weren't made by God, I've been told, and I believe, that if the free radicals were overall and we had no antioxidants to offset them, that in 3 days we'd die. The antioxidants are the good guys. Those are the guys that are in the fruits, in the vegetables. They have extra electrons, and when they find a free radical, they give them the electron and settle them down before they can cause damage. And so the idea of good health would be to have your antioxidant level as high as possible, have your free radical level because of what you choose to take into your body and how you protect your body, to have it at low level. And so that at the cellular level, the free radicals are low, the antioxidants are extremely high, and it can take care of the problem before it really has a chance to begin. And on doing this, you're talking about anti-aging. We're talking about staying younger longer. We're talking about protecting from cataracts, from macular degeneration. We're talking about cancers. Most cancers, I mean, people, I've heard as many as 30 or 40 cancers a day are started in the average person. And if a person had the antioxidant level high enough to solve those before they ever got out of proportion, before they got away, before the body was able to handle those, the body could go in and actually nip those in the bud, stop the cancer when it's at a cellular, just one molecule stage, one cell stage, and we could prevent many of the horrible things that people are now experiencing. All kinds of degeneration of the different body parts.